Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So this podcast is about creating a movement. Now, I know some of you out there are channeling your inner 13-year-old, and I am not talking about that kind of movement. I'm talking about creating a group of people aligned around a cause to make change. And we all have platforms and we all have things that we do, blogging, podcasting, whatever it is that you're communicating to a bunch of people. But a movement is an intense, focused way of getting a whole group of people to do something special. The Beatles and John Lennon said, "You want to start a revolution? Well, you know, we all want to change the world." And that's what this is about, is using your sphere of influence to make the world a better place. And that can be, in a lot of ways, a great marketing tool for your business. My wife does it all the time, even though she's not in business. I mean, she's in banking. But she does it with pet rescues. She's so big into rescuing animals and not going to puppy mills and getting puppies that way. She is so anti-puppy mill. And she started this movement online where people are starting to go to her saying, "Hey, I'm ready to get a puppy." She has nothing to do with that. She's not in the rescue business, but just her heart online shows up so much that people are now starting to focus on her and her movement to go anti-puppy mill, adopt, rescue dogs. That's her thing. Now, in a guest expert interview this week, I'm talking to Nicole Dean, who gave a keynote speech at NAMS, which is the conference I got back from a couple of weeks ago. And she started a movement based on her keynote speech. Her keynote speech was, "I double dog dare you to be awesome." And that's paraphrased bad, but what she's trying to do is she's trying to get people to embrace something. And she's created a website and a movement and a Facebook group called WWAYD. What would awesome you do? And she is trying to get about 1,111 people to do 3 awesome acts per day for 30 awesome days, which equates to just about 100,000 awesome acts. And those awesome acts can range from anything from a simple, you know, do something different for yourself, or maybe do something for other people. But the key thing with creating a movement is trying to take you out of the mindset of it's all about you, but how you can affect the world in a positive way. So what is a movement? Well, a movement is where you're trying to align a whole bunch of people to do something. So in order to create a movement, you have to do a handful of things. First off, you have to know what your movement is. You have to pick an audience, and you have to explain how it works and what the results are going to be. The next thing that you have to do is you have to get educated about that movement. Research data. Find out, you know, by doing whatever it is, rescuing animals, that you can close down X amount of puppy mills, by doing awesome tasks that you can increase your own productivity by 50%. Go research. There's an easy way to do it. Google it. Go look up articles, podcasts, videos, whatever it is on the thing that you're trying to do so that you have some foundation around the movement that you're trying to create. The next thing you have to do is promote it. You have to reach out and define a target audience and let them know, "Hey, I am starting a movement. It starts this day, it ends this day, and here's our goals," and get their buy-in. Get people to join in. Now, you can do this just kind of on a random way, or you can actually do it the way Nicole did it, is she's charging a very minimal amount. It's 10 bucks to start. It's going to go up to $27, but whatever it is. But she's doing that to pay for the time and energy to create videos, to put together worksheets and all these other things. It's not a huge moneymaker. As a matter of fact, she's not doing it for the money. She's doing it to try to help people better themselves. The next thing you have to do is, once you've identified that tribe, is you have to get them on board to help you promote it, because that's the way a movement works. It's not you against the world. It's you and everybody in the movement against the world. So you need to get them aligned and get them to help you promote this entire event. Find an incentive for involvement. Let them know by doing this, it's going to better your life and better other people's lives. You can do giveaways, you can do all different kinds of things, but the key purpose is to try to get people aligned with you to make that difference. And then finally, you want to try to get some press or exposure, and you can use all different kinds of things. You can use blogs, you can use podcasts, you can do interviews, you can use traditional media, write press releases, whatever it is. If it's a local cause, then use your local media. In Chicago, we have Trib Local, which means that you can write things and submit it, and it goes into an online newspaper. Find ways to let other people know about this movement to keep the buzz alive. But you have to be the cheerleader. So what are the benefits of creating a movement? Well, the benefits are numerous. First and foremost, you're going to help change the world. You're going to find a way to unite like-minded individuals to align themselves for a common purpose. There's a lot of power in that. When you get a group of people doing something that are all wholeheartedly in, they're all going to support each other. They're going to go, yay you. They're going to make sure that things are happening in a way that is actually going to have a measurable result. The second benefit of doing this is you're going to build a tribe and extend your sphere of influence. It doesn't matter whether it's 10 people or 10,000 people. The key thing is, when you get a bunch of people aligned, they're going to look at you as the leader. They're going to look at you for guidance and for positive reinforcement. So you're going to build your sphere of influence with a whole bunch of people that may not even know you exist. And finally, you're going to find a way to make the world a better place. Isn't that the whole purpose? So movements come in very different methodologies. It could be something that's local. Let's say you're trying to make a movement to clean up a park that hasn't been dealt with because your city doesn't have the resources to do it. It could be regional. It could be something aligned to your church or your service organizations, whether it's Rotary or Lions or any of those kind of things. You can align a whole bunch of people in all of those different groups to work with you to make a difference. Or it could be nationally. It could be online. And you could do, like Nicole has done, set up this What Would Awesome Do group of people to try to make their lives better. So start with some simple tasks, but have an end goal in mind. Maybe you replace a fast food meal with a good meal. Maybe instead of jumping on the couch, you empty the dishwasher, or you go for a walk, or you play with your kids, or you help a neighbor. Whatever it is, you can find ways to help you make the world a better place. And if you can get a whole bunch of people aligned to do that for a short period of time, you truly can change the world with small acts. But it has to be measurable, intentional, and it has to have some kind of group output that everybody can rally around and get their arms around, so that you as a group, you as a tribe, are going to make this world a better place. So the way this works is, just make some simple changes. Turn average things that you do into awesome things. Take small steps. Don't look to make big, big changes. Measurable, small, little things can help. And most importantly, write it down. And then share your results with the world so you can help inspire other people to go from average to awesome.
We'll be right back. Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.